It's day 144 of hashtag 365. And today I wanted to touch on something that I've mentioned before, but maybe haven't gone into as much detail as I should. And that's just on this notion of the fact that there's basically, when I look around, just no positive male role models that look normal. And it's one of those things that's really kind of like become more noticeable as times have changed, because you know, you get plus size models and stuff like that, and you see like a lot more representation of like average body shapes in women, but you don't really see it when it comes to guys. And I think that's a bit weird. Like, often when the guy is big, either it's a whole like world of conversation around, oh, you know, poor so-and-so's piled on the pounds and, you know, he's trying to fight back to fitness. It's always like a horror story like that. Or they're like a cuddly comedian type and they sort of poke fun at their own weight. There's not many people or any people that I've come across that are kind of just like normal-looking dudes and are all right with that. And I think that's really sad. Don't you think that's really sad? I think that's really sad. Because there's loads of like normal looking guys. You know, if I look around like the studio where I work, there's a few guys that are like ripped, pecs, abs. But most of them are just like normal. You know, like you can tell they drink a couple of beers every now and then. They're not too bothered about what they eat. Kind of dad bod style. Maybe the dad bod thing. Maybe there is that. Dad bod. I don't know. It's funny though, the body positivity thing, isn't it? Because, I don't know, this might be quite controversial. In fact, it's probably really controversial. But being overweight is like scientifically linked to premature death and like a whole host of diseases. So it's not entirely moral to say, hey, if you're bigger, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it, because you are putting yourself at risk by being bigger, which is one of the main reasons I wanted to lose weight in the first place, because, you know, aesthetically, I want to like feel like I look lean and healthy. But actually, it was more primarily motivated by not wanting to die early. And, you know, knowing that my blood pressure's already come down, that's an amazing benefit that will add years to my life. Do you know what I mean? And hopefully, like, my arteries aren't quite as clogged. My cholesterol levels are lower. Do you know what I mean? So that's all good stuff. And I don't really see the benefit from a health perspective in promoting, like, being bigger. But then I'm kind of contradicting myself. You can kind of hear that I'm just figuring things out here. I don't really know what the purpose of this is, other than just like rambling, really. But that's the whole point of a journey like this, isn't it? To sort of figure out where you stand. I guess, on the one hand, I want people to love their bodies and love themselves for who they are. But on the other hand, I don't want people to die early from being overweight. It's a dichotomy. I'm sure you'll agree. So anyway, tomorrow I'm going to a conference, which should be really good fun. It's all about behavioural psychology. So into behavioural psychology, if you've probably already guessed from listening to this for the past 140 however many days. Yeah, so maybe I'll bring back some learnings from that and we can talk again tomorrow.